Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Mr. Fiok. Thank you, Will. There's a command in the Bible, not one of the Ten Commandments, but it's another left. It's still one of the hundreds of commands that's in the Bible. This command is mentioned several times in both the Old Testament and the New Testament. There is a promise of being cursed for not keeping it. And there's an example in the New Testament of a person that was cursed for not doing it. And the command is just simply this: give glory to God. It's over and over again in both the Old Testament and New Testament that God's people and all people are to give glory to God. Now, I'm not talking about the glory of God. You remember when Moses said, "Please show me your glory." Then God put Moses in the cleft of the rock and put his hand over his eyes and said that, he says, "So it shall be while my glory passes by that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, will cover you with my hand while I pass by. Then I will take away my hand and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." Now, I'm not talking about the glory of Christ. The New Testament talks about Christ's glory, or the glory of the saints, those that are going to be changed when Christ returns from flesh to spirit. Paul talked about that when he talked about bringing many sons to glory. Now, that particular glory, the glory of God, is magnificence, splendor, grandeur, majesty, greatness, opulence, beauty, eloquence, honor, and many, many more. It shows what his glory is. But the glory today I want to talk about is the glory that we are actually commanded to give to God. And that glory is honor, praise, worship, esteem, and exaltation. We are to exalt God. The title of the sermonette is, "It's Our Duty to Give God Glory." It's our duty to give God glory. And I first want to go to Psalms 29. Psalms 29. We'll look at verse 1 and 2. Now, I want to say that this command is in the Old Testament three times where it says to give glory to God. But start in verse 1 in Psalm 29. It says, "Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." So we are to give God and Christ the glory, as it says, due their name. It's our duty to actually give them glory. Now, I mentioned that there is a curse for not keeping it. Let's look in Malachi 2:2. Quickly, we'll just look at that. I wasn't going to go here, but in Malachi 2:2, it says, "If you will not hear, and if you will not take it to heart to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have cursed them already because you do not take it to heart." Now, in the book of Acts 12, I said there was a incident in the New Testament of one that did not give God the glory, and he reaped the curse. In Acts 12, verses 21 to 23, says, "So on a set day Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne, and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting. You remember this? They kept shouting, "The voice of a God and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. Now, the Amplified Bible has that, "And at once an angel of the Lord struck him down, because he did not give God the glory, and instead permitted himself to be worshipped, and he was eaten by worms." Let's look at Jeremiah 13, verse 16. Another place where it's a command. It says, "Give glory to the Lord your God, because he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble on the dark mountains. And while you are looking for light, he turns it into a shadow of death and makes it dense darkness." Now, I like what the New Living Bible, how it translates this verse in 13:16 of Jeremiah. It just simply says, "Give to the Lord glory before it's too late." Before it's too late, we got to remember that we are to give God glory. And we'll find out that this is something that we do and must do every day. Now, here's why we are to give God glory. And there is a verse in Revelation that backs this up, but we won't go there. But we give God glory because he is our creator. He designed us. How many eons ago, before time began, he designed us. And he brought us into existence. He sustains us. He upholds everything in the universe by his great power. He is our provider. He gives us all our needs. He protects us. He forgives us. He made it possible by giving us his son to have eternal life. So for these reasons, we are to give God glory, to glorify him. And that's just a few of the reasons, and there are many, many more. Now, I want to look at some examples from the Bible on how to give glory. I have to be honest, I would see this verse in the past and would wonder, how do I give glory to God? God has everything. Everything is his. How can myself, give him glory? And in a way, I wasn't even too sure what that meant, to give glory to God. But we'll see as we go on here. Some examples. Let's go to Joshua 7. Joshua 7 and verse 19. This is the story of Achan. And right above in my Bible, verse 10, it says, "The sin of Achan." Now, there was some of the accursed things had been taken. And God said, says, "This is an accursed thing. There is an accursed thing in your midst." Then in verse 15, it says, "Then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel." So this is talking about Achan, who stole the accursed thing. Now Joshua said to Achan in verse 19, he says, "My son, I beg of you, give glory to the Lord of God of Israel and make confession to him. And tell me now what you have done, and do not hide it from me." The King James Version. In the New Living Translation, Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, by telling the truth." So by telling the truth, in everything we do, gives glory to God. When he looks at us and he sees that we are obeying him and we are following all his ways, This gives glory to God. In 1 Peter 4, let's go to 1 Peter 4. First Peter 4, we'll look at verses 14 and 16. It says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, and in the margin it says for the word reproached, insulted. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, blessed are you. I have a confession to make. I remember when I was just in my late teens or early 20s, the first job I had was in a pottery, and there were a lot of employees there. And there was one man that I know of that was a Christian. Now, he was a worldly Christian, but nevertheless, he was a Christian. And I can remember several of us, I did it too, made fun of him. We would tease him about being a Christian. I'm sorry that I ever did that. But I was young and didn't know any better. But that is something that does happen to Christians, and someday it will happen to us. But it says, if you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rest upon you. On their part, on those that reproached you or insulted you, he is blasphemed. But on your part, he is glorified, because we take it patiently. And as it says in Peter also, that's commendable to God. If we suffer wrongfully and we take it patiently, that's commendable to God. That gives God glory when we do that. In John 15, John 15, verse 8, says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit. So what gives God glory is when we live a Christian life. When we obey God, we walk in all his ways, and we fear him, and we love him, and we do all those things that we're commanded to do, that's what gives God glory. In Psalms 50, we won't go there, but in Psalms 50, verse 23, if you want to write it down, there it says, whoever offers praise glorifies me. So whoever offers praise to God glorifies God. Now there's another example that I don't fully understand. Maybe, perhaps you do. And if you do, explain it to me. But let's go to John 21. John 21. John 21, and we'll look at verses 18 and 19. This is Jesus Christ talking to Simon. This is after he said to him three times, do you love me? Then in verse 18, he says, most assuredly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself and walked where you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and another will gird you and carry you where you do not wish. 19, it says, this he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. So apparently, by being martyred, and perhaps Simon had a choice to recant God and not be martyred, but he chose to be martyred. And then it says, and when you carry you where you might be, this he spoke, signifying by what death he would glorify God. So apparently, that glorified God in that death. And perhaps some of God's people now, if they have to suffer a lot, go through an awful lot before they finally die, perhaps that gives God glory. One last verse in 1 Corinthians. And the point of this message today, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. The point of the message today is that we are to do this 24/7, as they say today. We are to give God glory continuously. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, and we'll close with this verse, Paul says, therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.